This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hello. Welcome. Oh, let's get that one there instead. Yes. Hello, Grant.
Hi. Here we are again.
Once more, indeed.
Yeah. You know what that means.
It is between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m., and WRFL would like to recommend to you to tune in to Tech Talks, which we are currently listening to. Thank you for tuning in and teching out with us this evening as we prepare you for our Dead Week edition, including some helpful tips and tricks for everyday college students and everyday peoples.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dead Week. Why is it called Dead Week? Emotionally, I'm dead inside.
I'm physically dead. This is actually my ghost coming out through an electromagnetic signals through the internet waves, you know.
There you go. It's kind of balanced then. I'm emotionally dead. You're physically dead. Like, it's actually killed you. That's why it's called Dead Week.
It is. Right? You know what else is killing me? My neck. I apparently slept on it wrong last night, so I have just had a horrible day today. But nonetheless, I'm sure you didn't hear, tune in to hear... me, first of all, not be able to use words in a manner that makes sense. But secondly, I'm sure you didn't tune in to listen to me complain about my neck. So, we're going to jump right in.
All right. Got a couple news articles lined up, and then we got a special segment coming up here in a little bit. First thing I want to talk about, just because I like...
Oh, before we do that, I must interrupt you. For those of you who enjoy WRFL very much and would like to request songs not by phone but by something more anonymous or something more convenient to you, on our plays page, playlist page, and that is at wrfl.fm/plays, we now have a chat feature up and running again, so you can chat with the on-air DJ and request songs or leave a comment, or even with us, you can really quickly suggest a topic or ask questions to us for us to address on air.
Yeah, and that's a great way of getting in touch with us while we're on air, because it's hard to answer the phone while we're on, but
we can look at the computer screen and see the little blinking message saying, hey, you've got someone wanting to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Also, you can reach out to us. We're on Facebook. We definitely can have a discussion there. That's facebook.com/WRFL Tech Talks. But with that out of the way, got a couple of really cool articles this week. First one that I think I have here just so I can rub Mitch's nose in it a little bit is Google and the Fiat Chrysler Company are teaming up and are nearly done with a deal for self-driving cars.
Google and whom?
The Fiat Chrysler Company.
Fiat Chrysler?
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were the same company anymore.
Well, they are now, as of a couple of years ago, I guess.
Hmm. So they were the ones that bought Chrysler and gave them that new look?
Mm-hmm.
I never paid attention. Well, in that case, I'm okay with it, because I'm typically a fan of most Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep products. So go Google and go Fiat Chrysler.
Mm-hmm. So, they will be teaming up with Alphabet for the self-driving car division that apparently is in its very final stages. They're calling it an advanced technology partnership because that's actually just buzzwords chained together, honestly.
Buzzword, buzzword, buzzword. Tech talk, techie, tech talk. Listen in, tech talks on 6 to 8, 3 p.m., 4 p.m., every day of the week.
All the time. We're actually the new
schedule. We are available all the time.
That's true.
We are available all the time. If you go to, again, more selfless promoting of the website, WRFL.fm, click on the menu button, go down to the podcast page. Also, you can get to the playlist page that I don't know why I specifically said the URL earlier. Anyways, so go there and you can actually listen to us if you miss an episode or if you just are interested in finding, again, something that we were talking about and finding that particular audio bit. you can go to the podcast page and find us podcasted on the podcast page, because we offer podcasts for you to listen. Just a taste of what you'll hear if you ever listen to our podcast promo, which promotes our WRFL's family of podcasts. Anyways, so with that, let's talk more about this self-driving car.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of news on it because Google is just now commenting on it, but apparently they've spent the last 3 weeks talking and in negotiations for exactly how the self-driving cars will roll out, so to say.
Now, they're not going to be retaining the same shape as which they were originally, correct?
Those,
Fez-wearing koala bears?
Yeah.
Koala cars?
As far as I know, that's strictly a prototype. Although, we can expect that the majority of those vehicles will be compacts. So,
okay.
Honestly, that large cap dome on it that was really one of the things that made it look silly was mostly a property of that dome radar. So I don't necessarily see that fez, as you say, which is a pretty good description of what it looks like, that's on top of the car going away.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the nature of where the electronics are mounted. So unless they come up with something really clever and manage to, like, completely redesign what we look at as a car, then I think we're going to see that similar dome shape. But as far as the rest of the car, that they haven't commented on that. So, and I honestly would have to guess that there's actually going to be a whole host of flavors of Google cars. I don't know. I'm just speculating here, but it seems like that would be the reasonable decision. That's because more or less the hardware in them is going to be the same. It's just going to be how many people you can put in there, you know? So that's an exciting article to start out the day with. So I thought that was pretty cool. Now, as for last week, we talked about leaving your phone and your laptop on the charger overnight.
Indeed we did, and we actually got some feedback from some of you listeners saying that you never heard that before, and that you were actually excited to hear about something like that you didn't know before, but you were a little curious more of why that's a bad thing. And we did have someone actually ask us point blank, you know, why is that the case? You know, you all explained that it's bad, but you didn't say why or really explain it. So,
and we got a lot of commentary on this last week, so we decided to come back around, and we've really done some more research on this now. And so the question is, should you leave your phone charging overnight? And if not, what is the impact? And why does this happen? So, let's imagine a world, the very likely one for the vast majority of people, in which you leave your phone charging overnight. Well, what happens for a lot of devices, leaving them charged overnight, is that the way in which the phone charges is not necessarily an even cycle. And we could get into a lot of messy technical details here, but the amount of energy in your phone is not quite linear while it charges. And the amount of voltage in your phone is the farthest thing from linear while it charges. And so this very uneven charging curve is actually how your phone guesses at what the percentage is, which is why a lot of people have phones where your phone seems to almost take as much time getting from 100% down to 80% as it does going from 80 to 0. And actually, if we're talking about it in a purely linear way, your phone should take about equal thirds getting from 100 to 90%, and then from 90 to 60, and then from 60 to 0. It's actually about the same amount of energy. which I know seems really strange and unintuitive, but it's a property of batteries, and there's a lot of electronics that goes into that, but we'll just leave it at that. Your phone does not discharge evenly, and you're probably well aware of that because, you know, your phone, it's 80%, it's good, it's 60%, it's good, suddenly it's 20%, and you're like, why did this happen all of a sudden? That is actually a property of lithium-ion batteries, which are exceptionally, exceptionally common. This coming from, Shane Broski, who is the co-founder of a technical company, Farb Technic, said lithium-ion batteries can react poorly if your phone experiences elevated temperatures, which leads to damage. If you have a case on your device that does not allow heat to escape, that heat will increase the temperature of the battery and cause oxidation, which will damage the lifespan. So, what this is saying here is when you leave your phone charging overnight or in a particularly warm place, it causes the phone to exert itself because, sometimes I forget about this connection, but the idea of watts coming out of the wall, amount of power coming out of the wall, is the same thing as talking about heat or energy transfer more generally. So what's happening is your phone is getting charged by the wall outlet, but it's not a 100% efficient process. There is some amount of energy there that dissipates in the form of heat and chemical reactions and other things. Well, if this heat builds up for a long period of time, as it can in the middle of the night while your phone is sitting idling, it can cause your phone to heat up, and that in turn can damage the battery and cause it to burn out its life faster. So I guess where I'm going with this is the longer that your battery stays plugged in and continuously charging for however much amount of time, if it takes you 2 hours to charge your phone and you leave it on the rack for 2 hours, then it's not going to experience the same kind of potential for heat damage as it would leaving it on there for 8 or 10 or 12. So again, this comes back around to the longer you leave your phone at full charge, the more time it has to get burnt out, so to say.
True. And we also have a interesting little link that I was able to find, also posted on our blog, which is another fun thing we get to tell you about now.
Yeah.
Since there's been so much going on with our website. If you go to WRFL.fm right now, and on the top of the page you'll see that the current on-air show or DJ is Tech Talks. Click on that, and you will come down and you will see our more or less profile on the website, and we have a blog that we've started up that just to sort of keep some of the links there fresh. If you want to directly go there, feel free to go to wrfl.fm/shows/techtalks, T-E-K-T-A-L-K-S, and you can find out more about the show, including what music we play. But the article I'm specifically mentioning is from Popular Mechanics, and it's 8 essential tips to keep your phone's battery healthy. So I figure, since we're telling you the dangers of leaving your phone plugged in, we might as well tell you some of the
ways to protect it.
So let's see. So, Grant, you already explained a little bit of how lithium-ion batteries work, and this article also goes into a very good, detailed explanation of it. Did you talk about how lithium-ion batteries charge?
I did not in detail.
Okay. Well, we can briefly talk about that.
Some of the details on some of the electrochemistry to this gets really gritty, so I skipped over what I could. But certainly, basically what's happening is in a battery there is fluids, and when you run electricity across this fluid, it causes electrolysis, which is a process of breaking up an otherwise electrically neutral element or electrically neutral molecule into two separate, now charged molecules. And if you can keep those separate, then later on you can rejoin them and get that electricity back.
Yeah. And another, typically lithium-ion batteries charge in two stages. So the first one is the process called constant current charging. So it's the really simple part of charging. It's the charger for your phone or tablet will apply a steady current of electricity to the battery, and as Grant said, electrolysis will occur, which basically gets all of the electrons back in the anode or the battery. During this stage, the charger just decides how much power is coming out of a quote-unquote fire hose that starts spraying. If you know, going with an analogy earlier on that says that thinking of charging of a battery is much like you're filling a tub with power or water. You just point the hose, or in this case your charger, at the battery or tub and let it fill all the way up. And then you know, use it as it comes out the drain.
Yeah.
So the higher the constant current, the faster the battery can charge, which is why some Android phones that have that fast charging, all that is just allowing a faster current to run across the battery and recharge it quicker.
Yeah.
So they just cram in as much electricity of as possible, which does cause a little bit of extra stress on the battery because it is having a higher charge run across it, and it is more likely to heat up, as you had mentioned. And we may have to take a break and actually come back to this. I feel that we definitely should come back to this at the top of the hour.
Certainly.
So keep it locked all the way to the left. We're sorry it's been such a short little segment. We had a little wanted to take a little bit of extra time at the start of the show to get this article prepared for you. So when we come back, we will continue talking about ways to keep your phone battery healthy and not dead. So in the meantime, I believe that I believe a great many things, and let's see if what I believe is correct. So, we're going to tell you a little bit of what's going on around town. So, tonight, the 28th of April, at 10 p.m. at Cosmic Charlie's, we have the Destroy Diabetes Benefit concert, more or less, with Bathed in Young Blood, Yovantes, Last of the Dodo, and Jandrigan playing at Cosmic Charlie's at 10 p.m. tonight. So that should be a great show. It's for a great cause. Definitely consider it. Then there's the Eric Bolander, Taylor Hughes, and Brian Combs will be playing at Henry Clay's Public House tonight at 8 p.m. Dan Tedesco will be at the Green Lantern at 9 p.m. and Locust Honey will be at Willie's Locally Known at 9 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, Friday, the 29th, we will have John Jorgensen at the Grand Theater in Frankfort, Kentucky at 7 p.m. So if you want to pop on over for that. And then we will have Tin Can Buddha at Willie's Locally Known at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night as well. With that, everybody, we are going to get back to the music. And up first, we have Lapsley on the album Long Way Home with the song Painter. Following that, we'll have some Coasts and Spirit Animals. So definitely keep it... Did I get that right? Spirit Animal? Yeah, Spirit Animal. So definitely keep it locked all the way to the left. You are tuned into Tech Talks. So thank you for teching out with us. We're going to let you tune in now to some more music, and we'll be back with you at the top of the hour. So keep it locked all the way to the left at your only alternative left.
That's right, WRFL Lexington. Welcome back.
That's right. This is now Glitched Out Tech Talks. Whoa.
That's right.
Yeah.
Time is 7:08. You are tuned in here to WRFL Lexington. Specifically, you're tuned in to Tech Talks.
So we thank you for tuning in and teching out with us, as we always thank you for. But in the meantime, we have even more to thank you for. All of your just wonderful listenerships is just wonderful. But getting back to the article, that's what we're doing right now. The article.
Talking about how to best help your phone, and most of these also would apply to your laptop or other tablets, anything of that kind of class of device. These are all things that can help you out. with preserving battery life, not necessarily in the immediate sense like your charge on your battery today, but help extending the life of the battery as a whole over months and years.
That is right. So, getting right back into the article, we were previously discussing a little bit of how your battery charges. So, where we left off, we were talking about how the constant current charging portion of your battery's recharging cycle works. We're now going to talk about once your battery hits about 70%, the process changes a little bit from constant current charging to constant voltage charging. So during the second stage, the charger makes sure that the voltage, that is the difference in the current between the battery and the charger itself, or your power source in the wall, stays the same rather than the current being the same and the voltage varying. So practically, this means that the battery gets closer. As the battery gets closer to full, the current the charger sends into it decreases, as it doesn't want to burn it out. Once it hits 100%, you want the current flowing into your battery to be zero.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to continue to burn out your battery because there's nowhere left for those electrons to go, and it might actually even cause a fire because the heat generated by that, right?
Yeah. Again, if you keep it constantly trying to, and this is where this goes. So going back to that bathtub analogy, if you take a hose or the spigot on your bathtub and you're plugging the bathtub and you're letting it charge up, well, realistically, you can't ever fully plug the hole in the bathtub. It's always going to leak a little bit because, you know, your phone discharges naturally just by being on. So we'll say that you have a spigot in which you can fill up your bathtub much faster than it drains out. So you're filling up your bathtub. It's nearly full, but you say, nah, we'll just keep going, and you just let it keep filling. Eventually, it will overflow altogether, and all of that water that rolls off the sides has nowhere to go into the battery and only has one real alternative, burning it off as heat. That's a tremendous amount of heat now all wrapping your battery and the hardware of your phone.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's if it was still on constant current charging once your phone battery hits 70%. Because your phone battery hits 70%, though, it switches its form of charging from constant current to constant voltage, thus incrementally reducing the current applied across the battery, which causes the electrolysis that you talked about, which basically has all the electrons leave the current of your power source and be stored in the battery. So when that happens, as you get closer to 100%, less and less current is going to flow across the battery, meaning less and less electrons are going to flow into the battery and be stored there. So once your phone hits 100%, it will basically sit there and charge will simply trickle in. So your battery will slowly dip to 99%. None of these are actually fixed values. It's all a chemical process. As the chemicals lose naturally enough electrons, like Grant had talked about, the current will be able to increase and let more electrons in briefly until those electrons have been restored, mm-hmm. and then the current will die off again.
It's kind of this balancing act once you get up to a basically full battery on your phone, is that your phone will decide it has enough charge, and it'll cut off the charge, and then it'll discharge a little bit. And as a response, the cord will in turn ramp back up the current just a little bit. And so it plays this little bouncing game where it rides around the 100% mark.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could actually see the details of the charge happening, you would see it's really doing something more like bouncing between 98 and 102%, which sounds weird to say out loud, but Your phone's battery has a little bit more capacity than what you can safely and normally charge it to.
As I'm looking through this article, I found even something else kind of interesting, and I'm going to go into it now. The heading on this part of the article is called A Thousand Ways to Die. So your most lithium ion batteries, it starts off telling us, have a rated lifetime of somewhere between 500 and 1500 charge cycles. One cycle is basically one round of discharging, as in your phone battery's at 100% and it drops to zero. It has about 500 to fit anywhere between 500 to 1500 of those in it. Now, that is referred to as a depth of discharge. So how much energy you discharge in that charging cycle is referred to a depth of discharge, and that actually is kind of more important than charging itself. So lithium ion batteries really help, really do not agree with a deep depth of discharge. So a lithium ion battery that goes through 100%, you know, depth of discharge, which means that you run your battery all the way down to zero, the phone shuts off completely, and it is dead.
And even when your phone shuts off, it's still not quite all the way discharged.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that when your laptop gets really low on power and it complains, then it complains again, and then finally you go to plug it in, and you find it's shut down, but
still
it's
blinking.
Not quite shut down. Maybe it's asleep. Sometimes it goes into hibernate mode. It's a safeguard there to keep the battery from falling all the way down so that it can persist.
Yeah, so because it doesn't experience the you know, 100% depth of discharge is that. Yeah. So if you charge your battery up to 100% and run it all the way to zero, it will degrade your battery 70% of its original capacity, which means you lose 70% of your battery's original capacity if you do this in anywhere between 300 to 500 charge cycles. So if you charge your battery to full, to 100%, and then run it all the way down to zero, and you plug it in and charge it all the way back up to 100 and run it all the way down to zero, you do that 300 to 500 times, and your battery will have degraded to 70% of its original charge capacity.
So to put this in day-to-day terms, if every day for a year you charge up your phone and then run it into the ground and put it on the charger at night, you're getting a double dose of battery damage, because you're not only leaving it exposed to heat damage overnight, but you're also...
Well, and actually, this sort of goes on to talk about it. This article is of the stance that leaving it plugged in all the time is not bad, and I'm kind of curious as to why it's saying that. Typically, it is, you know, overcharging is an issue.
It's becoming less so with modern electronics.
Yes, with modern batteries, it's becoming less so. The biggest issue is the depth of discharge that we're discussing now, that is what's really killing off your battery. So what's even more dangerous for your battery, as we mentioned before, is heat. Lithium-ion batteries do not agree with heat whatsoever. So a lithium-ion battery that's exposed to temperatures of around 100 degrees Fahrenheit for a year will lose about 40% of its overall charge capacity. At 75 degrees, it'll only lose about 20%. So no matter what, over a year, you know, if your phone is constantly exposed to 75 degrees for a year, which is not... not unbelievable if it's in
is
your pocket.
Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Yes. So at 75 degrees Fahrenheit, it'll only lose about 20%. So just keeping it in your pocket, you know, where the battery is right up against, say, your leg, you know, that's damaging your battery just by the heat that you radiate off yourself through your
and
pocket.
And the phone off of itself.
Mm-hmm. And the heat of the phone charging as well, yes. So no matter what, there's no way to avoid phone degradation. There's no way to avoid battery degradation.
It is something that just naturally happens.
It is, but it's something that you can take steps to avoid, which, again, this article will say. So this article particularly says, and actually... we will be right back. We need to take a quick break to review a little bit more of this article, and we will be right back to boil it back down for you. So keep it locked all the way to the left at your only alternative left, WRFL Lexington. And remember, if you want to get in touch with us or you know, discuss anything with us during while we're on air, you can go to wrfl.fm, click the menu, go down to playlist. And then at the top of the playlist page is a chat feature, which you can sign up for, you know, in order to chat with us, etc., etc., and just to let us know what you would like to see or hear or think. So with that, keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.
All right, we are back. So, as we had said, you know, we previously had stated that, you know, leaving your phone battery plugged in or phone charger plugged in overnight was dangerous, and it still is slightly.
Well, it is. Let's not undersell the fact that it still exists and it still is a problem that can create problems. I think there's this temptation to go about face too much here.
Yeah.
So let's lay this out all the way, because you can get online and find any number of resources that will tell you anything you want. And that's just a fact of life. So you have this charging problem that occurs from leaving your phone on or your laptop on or whatever, charging constantly. Mm-hmm. And as we have said, it's not as big of an issue as it used to be, mm-hmm. because chargers are better at handling that properly.
Handling the process of trickle charging. Now, originally, back on the days of the original cell phones and the original smartphones,
this was a much, much more massive problem.
It was, because you weren't able to
trickle properly.
Yeah, the chargers weren't able to trickle properly. So, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, the dangers to your lithium-ion battery. So we're going to talk about, you know, the ways you can protect your battery, more or less, some steps you can take. So, you know, while it's not necessarily good for it, you are able to leave it plugged in overnight. That's not going to damage it very quickly. It's going to take about a year and a half before you start noticing a big issue because of that particular issue.
I still have to disagree with that out of the premise of having devices that I want to hold on to for longer than a year and a half.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, it is long term, as in multiple, you know, 3-4 years, it will damage your battery. There's no issue about it.
That specifically over the span of about 2 years or so is what killed the battery on my laptop.
The bigger issue is, however, having your battery charged to 100 and then letting it discharge all the way to zero and die completely, to where you cannot power it back on. That is much, much, much more damaging to your phone, and it damages your, or any battery that's a lithium-ion battery, which include laptop batteries. So that is much, much more damaging to your lithium-ion battery than anything else. Two is, you know, another tip is that, you know, maybe instead of charging it to full, you can charge it a little bit at a time. So say you get down to 50% and you recharge up to 70% and then you take it off. And then you recharge, you know, get down to 30% and you recharge it up to 80%.
This is
fine.
Best case.
Yeah, that's
how you can protect it.
That's the best way that you can protect your phone or lithium ion battery or laptop battery, what have you. So you don't have to worry about overcharging your batteries, which is, you know, was one of the original concerns with leaving it plugged in all the time. You don't have to worry about that. So if you do want to leave your laptop on the charger and leave it plugged in to where it's charging, once your battery gets full, it might be a good idea to pop your battery out. You can do that. Your laptop can run when it's only plugged in and the battery is pulled out. Just be careful. If you pull the plug out of your laptop and the battery's not in it, it will immediately shut down completely. It's just a complete loss of power. No safe shutdown whatsoever. And the reason for that is that as your laptop is on for an extended period of time, it gets hot. And as we've already discussed, heat damages lithium-ion batteries, even laptop batteries that are much larger and well-protected and well-coated. Number five, keep your batteries cool. If it's buying a cooling mat for your laptop, that's a definite big way to help protect your laptop battery. Or even trying to, you know, This article particularly says to avoid wireless charging if you can, mainly because that's a process of inductive charging, as there is heat generated.
Yeah.
That's just a natural thing about it, but it's much less corrosive. Yeah. That heat is much less corrosive than the heat you would experience, say, from a laptop being left on and the heat running up against the battery from that and that aspect.
Even still, one of the issues with inductive charging is that inductive charging, wireless charging, those chargers are a lot less sensitive to trickle in the way that a normal wired charger is able to control trickle. You know, you're back to the 2010 problem of having a charger that doesn't effectively trickle when you put it on an inductor. That those inductive mats are a lot less capable of handling that properly. So that is a consideration.
So here is the final basic breakdown. I know we've taken most of the show to talk about this, but it's actually been more or less sort of us going down the rabbit hole as we've talked more and more about it, finding newer things as well. The basic thing, though, is don't let your battery rule your life. Follow the most basic rule of thumb, which is what we were saying earlier, as don't let your battery go all the way from full all the way down to empty. That is the most damaging and easiest way to kill your battery than anything else you can do. Also, avoid and minimize the exposure to heat as best you can. If you can, you know, keep your phone cooler, or if you can put it in your jacket pocket instead of in your against your thigh and your pants pocket, and you know, for the ladies, if you keep it in your purse, that's also perfectly fine. Just don't leave your purse sitting out in the sun or pocket duck or whatever you have. You know, just the two biggest pointers we can give you to help your lithium-ion batteries, which are in laptops and smartphones, go further, is to not charge it all the way to full and then use it all the way till it's at 0%. And number two is do not expose it to unnecessary amounts of heat. Those are the two big tips. So your gadgets and their batteries are designed to keep you from ruining them. Lithium ion batteries today are better and more resilient than the nickel metal hydride batteries that we used to have, which were in those original Nokia phones and things like that. They were a nickel hydride, or a nickel metal hydride is what that was. And as we said earlier, your battery will eventually die no matter what you do. No amount of obsessive care will save you from having to deal with a less capable battery a few years from now. So, you know, that's the other thing to keep in mind, is that it will eventually die. But as long as you don't discharge it 100% of the way and you keep it exposed, or keep it from being exposed to heat, then your battery life will last long enough until you get, say, to your next phone upgrade or, you know, what have you. So that has been our little spit on batteries.
Yeah.
Do we have another article ready that we want to talk about in the next 15 minutes or so, or do we want to play 15 minutes of music and then go out on an article, or what do you want to do?
I don't know that I have a whole lot else prepared. But
okay.
Then we
can just briefly talk about more a little bit about the blog, and then we can play out on 30 minutes of music.
Okay.
Unless you want. Sorry.
I had something else.
You did have something else. Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like you had something
else.
Well,
that was the rest of that sentence.
Oh. Whoops.
I don't have anything else but this one thing.
I see.
Yeah. Twitter has changed, and you'll find this interesting. Let's look at the nuance of this. Twitter has changed their designation on the App Store from social networking to news.
Interesting.
No announcement, no big bravado with it, just they recategorized themselves from social networking to news.
Which I find very odd.
So why does this happen? Why have they done this? It's a pretty good question. Well, Twitter has had trouble recently growing. They're at 300 million users and strong, but they're having trouble getting that number to continue trending upward. So why are they rebranding themselves as news? A lot of people guess it's to compete more directly with Facebook, because Facebook has long been
and for the past several months has actually been the number one source of news in the world as far as articles linked through and follow-throughs to an article. It's well outstripped Google in its ability to present news in a format that people read. Perhaps Twitter's trying to do the same. It's not terribly clear, but it is interesting to see that they actually designate themselves as news. Could you ever imagine Twitter actually moving to a format that is incredibly news-driven over all the rest of social networking? It's actually news-driven. Your feed would be news-driven. Because, I mean, yeah, my feed is roughly news-driven. If there's big events that happen, it ends up on my Twitter feed. But just the idea that that would actually be the number one driving force is kind of amazing to me. I don't know if you think that that seems reasonable, if that's the place they're headed, if that's where Facebook's headed as well. I'm not sure. I again, this is all just speculation that has blown up over the past day or two based on a change in designation in the App Store.
That's true.
So I didn't know if you had anything that you wanted to add to that as far as...
No,
if not,
that's fine.
I mean, it's interesting to see them take it on so directly, whereas Facebook has been very subversive. Surprise, now we're the number one news source in the world. Twitter is taking it on very directly and very unabashedly. I find that very interesting. But that's all I had for that segment.
Well, that's pretty good. I feel like it was a pretty comprehensive cover of what Twitter's been getting up to. So with that, we do just want to talk a little bit more about our website and some of the changes that have been happening to our website. It's become a lot more easier for us here at the station to interact with you, the listeners. So if you go to wrfl.fm/shows, you can see a list of all the shows that are available or are here on WRFL, WRFL's programming, or on our website. And, you know, or you can go to a particular show you like, for example, by going to wrfl.fm/shows/tech talks, or if you go, since we're currently on air, on the what's now playing more or less widget at the top of the website, on mobile view or on PC view, you'll see that the current on-air show is Tech Talks, and you click on that, it'll take you to the same thing, and it brings you now to our profile page. So shows and DJs will now be getting profile pages in which, you know, it'll have a picture and, you know, a time slot showing when we're on air and what kind of show we are. Also, there might be a little bio or a blurb. There will also be links to our social media networks, as well as blogs. We now have blogs as well, and so we have this blog post available, and then obviously our playlist, which is a list of all the things we've been playing during the show. So you can go there and connect with us. We will start posting most of our articles and whatnot there. So there are a lot of more interesting things for you to find on WRFL.fm every single day.
Certainly, yeah. So I didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to introduce them to. But all of your favorite shows here at the station now have profiles. And as we train people on this and roll it out over the next
couple weeks or so, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have an entirely new avenue through which you can interact mm-hmm. with your favorite shows here at the station.
In addition to, you know, talking with us on the playlist page through that chat feature in which you can chat with the on-air DJ. Just send them a message or what have you. All sorts of nifty, interesting things are happening here at WRFL.fm, and we're happy to be the first to report it to you, being your Tech Talk show. So with that, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you for tuning in and teching out with us this week. We might not be back next week. It depends. Next week is finals week, and nothing is guaranteed. Grant or myself may have finals during the time.
I can say flat out that I won't be able to make it because I have an exam. So.
Exactly. And I may very well also have an exam during that time. So you may not hear us next week. We will be back for our first show of the summer after next week. which will be actually the first our first show on the summer schedule, because next week we will still be on our current programming schedule, but after next week I believe we switch to our new summer schedule.
That's right, so be looking for that. We're staying in the same time slot, but your other favorite shows might not be. Take a look around.
That all that information will be posted soon, yeah, on the website, on the broadcast schedule page. So, without further ado, we bid you adieu and farewell. And thank you for listening once again. Keep it locked all the way to the left, because up next at 8 p.m. on the dot will be the Party Panda Power Hour with DJ Spencer Sell.
That's right.
Featuring possibly the Bell Squad.
Maybe.
We don't know who they are, but bless them, whoever they are. Anywho, with that, thanks again for tuning in. We'll catch you next 2 weeks from now.
Next week, maybe. We'll see.
Probably 2 weeks from now.
Probably.
So, with that, adios.